This is The Guardian.
Looking for your next great podcast? We live in unprecedented times. To make sense of it, what if you could learn from some of the most influential people on the planet? The podcast Tools and Weapons is hosted by Microsoft's Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Every week, he has a candid conversation with guests, including prime ministers and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists. The latest episode features Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though most of us know Bayer for pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science. They're putting digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre. Listen to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith, wherever you get your podcasts.
Science Weekly is supported by Rainforest Trust. In honor of this year's Earth Day, we're promoting Rainforest Trust's Brazilian Amazon Fund throughout April. Rainforest Trust is a 501c3 organization, which means that 100% of all money donated goes directly to conservation efforts. The fund has already helped protect more than 6.5 million acres of rainforest habitat. But Rainforest Trust still needs to protect a further 13 million acres to reach its goal. You can help. Donate online at rainforesttrust.org/Earth Day this April, and your generous gift will be quadruple matched for the Brazilian Amazon.
It's something half the population will go through at some point in their lives. The menopause.
Right, it's recording now.
This is Sarah from Brighton. Like many, at first she didn't have an easy time.
Just extreme tiredness, huge brain fog, really just feeling underwater all the time and not coping.
Eventually, she found a treatment to help. Hormone replacement therapy, also known as HRT.
Oh my gosh, I'm a different person. I'm back to how I was. And I find it's amazing because I've got so much energy and I'm myself again.
But lots of people in the UK are now struggling to get hold of the medication they need, including Sarah.
I went to my local chemist pharmacy and they said, we can give you the tablets, but we've got no estradiol, so we can't help you with that. So I said, OK, when will you get some in stock? And she said, oh, I don't know. I've got a waiting list of lots of ladies. There's a national shortage. The menopause without the HRT was such a dramatic effect on my mental health as well as physical, that it's a huge concern for myself and everyone else that's on the HRT. If we can't get it's going to have a massive impact on many, many people, mentally as well as physically. And I think that's just an awful thing and it can't be allowed to happen. It's an outrage.
So what's causing this shortage of HRT? And what's being done to fix it? From The Guardian, I'm Madeline Finlay, and this is Science Weekly. Nicola Davis, as The Guardian's science correspondent, you've been writing about the shortages of particular common forms of HRT, like estradiol, a hormonal gel that you put on your skin. So where is this happening, and is it a problem across the whole of the UK?
It seems to be that certain parts of the UK are affected more than others, but it certainly seems to be a problem that many, many women are facing. And it's something that seems to be particularly affecting the UK, and that's really to do with supply problems and demand for the products. So it's these things have come together and we've got a shortage. And it's worth noting this is not the first time this has happened. In the last few years, there have been several instances of HRT shortages affecting different products. So this is just the latest in a kind of string of shortages that women in the UK have faced.
Right, so let's get into those demand and supply issues. Why isn't there enough HRT in our pharmacies?
Well, the Department for Health basically have said that there's just an awful lot of demand for HRT products. So they say that's fueled by, you know, greater awareness around the menopause, GPs prescribing HRT more, possibly also women requesting HRT more. So there has been a rise in campaigning and media coverage of menopause symptoms. And in fact, data from NHS England shows that prescriptions for HRT have more than doubled over the past 5 years. And that is a question which a lot of people are asking. This has not come out of the clear blue sky. Why are these shortages happening time and again?
Right. So are companies now saying that they're going to respond to this?
So, for example, one of the products that is affected is estradiol. So that's produced by a company called Bezins. And they say they've got insufficient supplies of estradiol, but they are increasing supplies. And they say that the amount that they've supplied recently is double the same period in January to April last year. So they are increasing supply, and they're hoping to increase supply further, as you know, over the summer months.
Okay, so lots more women want HRT, but perhaps you can just take us through what exactly it is and how it helps to alleviate some of the symptoms of menopause.
Sure. So HRT is hormone replacement therapy. So you're putting back into the body hormones which are waning. Particularly as women get older and approach the menopause, hormones like estrogen start to drop off in their levels. And so by replacing estrogen, and many forms of HRT also include the hormone progestogen, you can alleviate certain symptoms. So things like hot flushes, night sweats, vaginal dryness. There's like a whole suite of symptoms that can be extremely debilitating. And so HRT can help to alleviate that. And there are lots of different ways, like schedules and methods and doses that can be used. So it's not like one thing, but the principle is the same.
And so there are all these different products that cater to the different needs that people have. Are there other types that women can use if the one that they prefer, like estradiol, let's say, isn't in the pharmacy?
So there are some products that you can switch for equivalent products. So for example, those who are experiencing difficulties getting hold of estradiol could consider something called Sandrina gel. But as some have pointed out, if you direct people to other products, you end up with a run on those products. So it's just sort of switching the problem rather than solving the problem. There's also the situation that, as I said, there are lots of different doses, regimes, types of HRT, and it's often a bit of trial and error to get people onto the right regime for them that works best for them. So switching that can also cause problems as well.
Obviously, these medications contain important hormones that people need. And, you know, if you're used to a particular hormone, changing to another one may have some quite significant impacts. But I guess so does not getting your HRT if you've been using it.
Not having your HRT prescription can leave people with problems sleeping, problems being able to do just everyday life, really. And that is, you know, so that is really not trivial. And, you know, there have been reports of some women left feeling suicidal because they can't get hold of their HRT. So, you know, this is having a huge impact, these shortages. It's not just sort of running out of something you quite like to have. This is something which is absolutely crucial for a lot of women.
So it's very significant to a significant part of the population. What are the government doing to try and deal with the issue?
Well, so the government's taken a few steps. So, for example, they've appointed a sort of HRT czar, as they've called it. This is Madeleine McTernan, who's now head of the HRT Supply Task Force. So the idea is that we've got somebody there now who's going to really sort out these supply chain problems. In the meantime, they've limited the dispensing of particular HRT products to only 3 months' supply. So that's in order to try to kind of make sure that everybody can get what they need, at least in the short term. So that includes three different products. So that's estradiol, a cream called Ovestin, and Promiq low-dose tablets. So there are those three products which these new rules have come in on.
Nicola, you've talked about how significant shortages are for women's lives. and the fact that this has happened before, but this time it has really hit the news, and companies have said that they're going to step up their production. That will take at least a few months to happen, but are we going to keep seeing these issues every time demand goes up? Or do you think we might finally fix this issue once and for all?
I think the hope is that the latter, that lessons will be learned and that we won't keep having these glitches in the supply chain. Certainly, as politicians have been saying, this demand has been growing over time. It's not something that happened overnight. It could have been predicted. It could have been anticipated. So the hope is that the message has got through and that things will change. But unfortunately, as with so many things, only time will tell.
Nicola, thanks so much for coming on and taking us through this.
No problem. Lovely to be on. Thank you.
Thanks again to Sarah and to Nicola Davis. If you're concerned about any of the issues that we've talked about today, you can find a link to the NHS Menopause website on the podcast webpage at theguardian.com, as well as to Nicola Davis's piece on the HRT shortage. And if you heard Tuesday's podcast, you'll already know that we're running a very exciting prize draw to win a pair of tickets to Glastonbury. We've got 10 pairs to give away, and all you need to do is nominate somebody that you think deserves to go at theguardian.com/worthywinners. Entrants and nominees must be 18 and UK residents. But the time is almost up to get to see headliners like Billie Eilish, Paul McCartney and Kendrick Lamar. The prize draw ends on the 8th of May. So head over now to theguardian.com/worthywinners. And that's it for today. The producer was George Cooper. The sound design was by Tony Onuchukwu. And the executive producers were Isabel Rugel and Max Sanderson.
This is The Guardian.
Looking for your next great podcast? We live in unprecedented times. To make sense of it, what if you could learn from some of the most influential people on the planet? The podcast Tools and Weapons is hosted by Microsoft's Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Every week, he has a candid conversation with guests, including prime ministers and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists. The latest episode features Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though most of us know Bayer for pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science. They're putting digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre. Listen to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.